What's up, y'all? Welcome back. I had a very special guest scheduled for today, but we actually rescheduled due to this comment right here. This individual just wants to know a little bit more about me before I start interviewing TikTokers, YouTubers, celebrities, so on and so forth. They want to know who inspired me as a kid, whether that be parents, grandparents, someone in or out of the military. So during this episode, I'm going to take you guys back all the way to my childhood and let you guys in on who the younger Ryan Griffiths was. And if I had to name individuals that inspired me, it would be people like Travis Pastrana, Brian Deegan, Ryan Sheckler, Tony Hawk. You know, I can remember back when I was in elementary school, I had all these dreams to become a pro skateboarder, pro motocross rider. And although I'd done that throughout my childhood, I never did become pro. But my grandfather actually built me a mini half pipe in my backyard. We lived close to a school, and the attention that that brought from kids going in and out of the school, you know, it was so remarkable, and I can remember everybody wanting to come ride on it. So this episode is going to be launched probably after I purchase this land, but right now I'm looking at land in Kentucky that's 12 acres to mimic Pastrana land. If you guys don't know what Pastrana land is, please go and look it up. It's Travis Pastrana. You know, he turned his house into a compound where every kid wants to come there and it's their dream. I always had hopes and dreams that for whatever reason, Travis Pastrana would see a video of mine where I never even really posted on social media when I was younger, but I was still recording and having people record me in hopes that I could make it to Travis Pastrana's house, and never did come true. I always wanted to just ride my dirt bike or bicycle into his foam pit. So now, 30 years later, Travis, if you see this man, I would still love to come and jump in the foam pit, bring the pit bike or the bicycle. But if that doesn't happen, what I'm doing right now is back in Kentucky, we're purchasing a 12-acre lot where I am going to build a Mr. Griffiths compound for not only my kids, but the community to have those memories that I had growing up, wanting to pursue being a pro skateboarder, motorcycle rider, anything that involved adrenaline. You know, I can remember my friends and I going to a place that was called the Three Sisters, and it had three different levels of rocks that you could jump off of, 20 feet, 40 feet, and I think the tallest one, it might have been 80 to 100 feet. And I was in, it's in a little cove, and I was probably in high school at the time, jumping off of maybe a 40 or 50 feet rock, 40 or 50, and almost hit my head on the rock as I was doing a gainer. I will try to show the video right now, but I can remember just trying to chase adrenaline no matter what I was doing, and I had a group of friends and individuals that love doing the same thing. So my goal is to go back to Kentucky and build this compound and open it up to the public to have individuals and kids and the youth just have those dreams and aspirations as I did growing up as a kid, and hopefully have a huge foam pit, a big pond or a big body of water that we can put blobs in. We'll have an indoor skate park, a pit bike track, and it's just going to be an overall incredible experience, not only for the kids, but for me now that I'm older, to be able to give back to the community and have those individuals looking up and wanting to come to a place like I did, Pastrana Land. But nowadays, 30 years later, I'm not chasing as adrenaline as much as I used to. I have a wife and two kids, two girls, and they've grounded me a lot, you know. When I think about some of this stuff that I used to do, I'll play a couple clips throughout this video. When I think about all the stuff that I used to do as far as chasing adrenaline, all the backflips, the dirt bike races, cliff jumping, cliff diving, you know, there's a lot of times where I'm looking back and I'm just like, man, I could have died easily. And it never clicked because I was just always out having fun. I feel so sorry for my mom. Mom, if you're watching this, I apologize. I realize now all the times that you were scared and nervous, what I was doing, what was going on, all the questions, all the text messages and phone calls, it makes sense now. So this is my apology. I'm sorry that I always had you on edge. You know, there have been times where I would leave throughout the day, me and my brothers on our bicycles, and not come back until dark. And we would come back with bumps, bruises, cuts, broken arms. Another story on my older brother. My mom, she had went to work, and we had our dirt bikes growing up, and we could never go on the actual road. So we had a little piece of property where we would build back yard jumps that we'd hit with the dirt bike, but we could never go on the road. But we always wanted to, and it's probably because they didn't want us to. But we waited until my mom left for work. We had a couple of friends came over, and you know, we were just like, today's the day. We're going to go out on the road, and we're going to film it. We're going to record it, and we're going to pop some wheelies and see who can pop the longest wheelie, and we're going to have a wheelie contest. It wasn't probably 15, 20 minutes into this wheelie competition where my older brother actually was on, I think he might have been on a RM85 or a 125 at the time, but he was riding it like no other. And then the power band kicked in, which slung him off the bike. He had no shirt on, but he had a helmet on, luckily. And the road rash from his knees all the way up to his neck is something that I had never seen up to this point. And I just not seen blood. I seen the white tissue from his hands, his palms, his chest. And it was just like a, oh, wow, we're in trouble moment. But not only are we in trouble, I realize now the consequences as a parent, when you tell your kids not to do something, it's for the better good. You know, looking back on it now, I was so rebellious as a kid, wanting to just go and jump off of an 80-foot rock. I wanted to try to backflip my dirt bike. I was trying to, anything that I could do to find adrenaline, I was about it. Long story short, I'm calmed down a little bit. Yes, we're going to try to build the Mr. Griffiths compound on this 12-acre lot, but I have settled down where now, as a social media influencer, I have more individuals that inspire me and motivate me, and it's individuals like Inky Johnson, Eric Thompson, those individuals, David Meltzer, Gary V, those individuals speak a lot of life and are changing lives in not only their community, but the whole world. And that's my goal. That's my aspiration. That's my purpose now I found in life, is I just want to be a vessel. I want to be a light, a beacon to those individuals that are in need. Because I said it as soon as I started my platforms back in 2020, if God's willing to wake me up each and every day with air in my lungs and a voice to speak, then I'll do so praising his name. Because at one point, you know, going through the troubles and trials and situations as I did as a kid, some of the stuff that I put out on my platforms isn't what I'm going through nowadays, but it's stuff that I had went through. And it's something that I might have needed to hear when I was younger. And now in today's time, certain stuff that you go through, in my opinion, it's not even for you and it's not about you, but your platforms, your voice, your testimonies might very well be somebody else's survival guide. So that's the individuals that I looked up to when I was younger, the individuals that I look up to now, what I'm trying to pursue in this journey. And I just want to say that I appreciate each and every one of you guys, because if it wasn't for you, none of this would be possible. I love you guys.